Father, I would first pray that we would be men and women of the Old Testament to know and have a basic understanding of the gift of the law and the gift of the tent and of the sacrificial system, so that we might understand what you mean by the building with earthly hands, that which was only a copy and that which only for a time you allowed your wrath, your anger towards our sins to be appeased. And you even dealt with the sins that we didn't even know about as you sent the great high priest into the Holy of Holies, the most holy place, with an offering of sacrifice once a year. But we sit here today rejoicing in who we are because of the eternal high priest, your son, came into the world with the perfect sacrifice, the once for all redemption for all our sins. You've told us that there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood, and that blood has been shed. And we are the people who have received the gift of that shedding. And we have been the recipients of the gift of your Spirit so that we might know and understand what it means for us and what it means for you to have sent your Son into the world and to die for our sins. I thank you, Father, and I would pray that each of us are in a most humble place before you right now, thanking you for the forgiveness of all our sins, our past sins that it doesn't take much to remember, our present sins which, when we're honest, surround our lives, and the future sins that we, when we're honest again, know that are going to be committed. It boggles our minds to know that you took all of those upon yourself. You offered the most perfect lamb, the most perfect sacrifice on our behalf, those so undeserving. But this isn't about us, is it? It's about you and who you are and what you have desired for us. And so we give you thanks. Today, Father, we're going to continue to offer up prayers. We're going to sing about the blood that was shed on our behalf and the power that's found in it. And then we're going to sit underneath the hearing and the teaching of your word so that you might again reveal yourself more true to us. And I pray this now in Christ's name. Amen.